You're listening to the News and Music programs on Kantar City's radio and television station, and are welcome to our Innis News. This morning, Kantar City's Vietnam-Russian Federation Friendship Association conducted the Congress of Delegates 2023-2028 term. In a period of 2018-2023, Kantar City's Vietnam-Russian Federation Friendship Association closely followed the guidelines and foreign policies of the party on the stage and coordinated with universities and colleges to implement quality activities. The association is flexible in promoting substantive and effective diplomacy suitable to the new stage of development of Vietnam-Russia relations, contributing to enhancing mutual understanding and helping develop the friendship of the two peoples. Also this morning, Vice Chairman of Kantar City People's Committee Nguyễn Ngọc Hè came to attend the opening of the 13th refresher course for leaders of departments and the 7th refresher course for district-level managers in 2023. During 4 weeks, 67 trainees who are leaders and managers at departments and district levels will learn the following topics: skills to receive citizens, handle petitions, complaints, and denunciations, local management, skills in analyzing and evaluating local competitive advantages, skills in issuing and organizing the implementation of state administrative decisions. The Conference on Implementing Regulations on Insurance for Tuberculosis Accidents and Occupational Diseases was organized by the Department of Labor, Welfare and Social Affairs of Kantar City this morning. Attending the conference were 60 delegates representing relevant departments and sectors, labor, welfare and social affairs departments of districts, vocational education institutions, and enterprises in the city. On July 28 and 29, delegates are introduced legal policies on insurance for occupational accidents and diseases, guided the implementation of the insurance regime for labor accidents and compulsory occupational diseases, and activities to prevent and share risks of labor accidents and occupational diseases. In order to raise awareness and communication skills on social evils prevention and control in 2023 for officials, grassroots propaganda, and female members, on July 28 morning, the City Women's Union, in collaboration with the Department of Labor, Welfare and Social Affairs, organized a training course on prevention, combating human trafficking, and the law on domestic violence prevention and control for 120 female officials and members in the city. From August 1st to December 31st this year, Kantar City Department of Justice will pilot only receiving administrative procedures online. The purpose is to facilitate agencies, organizations, and individuals in carrying out administrative procedures, reducing time and cost while raising the responsibilities of state agencies in exercising the rights of agencies, organizations, and individuals. The Department of Justice requests the Bar Association and the Association of Notaries to propagate and thoroughly monitor the organizations and members of their organizations to participate in the implementation. Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính has just commented on the guideline of investing in high-speed railways on the North-South axis. Accordingly, the Prime Minister requested the Ministry of Transport by August 5th to complete the proposal to establish a steering committee for the development of the high-speed railway investment policy scheme on the North-South axis and other high-speed railway projects connecting interregions and internationally in the national railway system following regulations, while promptly formulating operation regulations of the steering committee and a working consultancy team so that it can be implemented immediately in the process of project formulation. The Department of Land Protection under the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development informed that the General Administration of Customs of China has announced that in mid-August, it will conduct field inspections for planting areas and fresh coconut packaging facilities wishing to export to the Chinese market. The Department of Land Protection requests provincial departments of agriculture and rural development to complete dossiers and documents, send technical staff to guide and support fresh coconut growing areas and packaging establishments to participate in online inspection at the request of the General Administration of China Customs. And that's all now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.